Okay, good evening, gentlemen. We continue in the Rambam, Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Chav Tes, Halacha Yud Ches, Chapter 29, Law 18 in the Mosnaim text, page 328 and 329. Continuing discussing Kiddush and Havdalah, and we move now from Shabbos, and we move now into Yontif, the next three Halachas. Kishem Shemekachim Balele Shabbos Umavdilim B'matzei Shabbos, just like you make Kiddush on Friday night. And you make Havdalah and Matzi Shabbos. Kach, in a similar way, Mekachim, Balele, Yomim Tov, and you have to make Kiddush at the advent of a holiday. And Umavdilim B'motzeihem, and you make Havdalah at the end of the holiday. And similarly, we as well, Ubamotzei Yom HaKippurim, and also at Matzi Yom Kippur. We don't make Kiddush on Yom Kippur, as we know. Because we don't eat. Shekulam Shabsos Hashem Hem, because they're all considered in the category of a Shabbos. The Mechilta in Yisro says on the words, Zochor es Yom HaShabbos Akach, remember the Shabbos and sanctify it with a bracha. From here the Gemara, the Mechilta says, and from here we see you make Kiddush on wine when it comes. Aye, that only tells me Shabbos about Yontif. So it says, and later on it says, Eilem Moadei Hashem, these are the holidays of Hashem. And what's the first holiday that's mentioned?
Shabbos.
Shabbos. Then the other holidays. So therefore, just like you make Kiddush on Shabbos, you make Kiddush for the Yomim Tovim as well. Okay. And finally, also, Mavdilin B'motzei Yomim Tovim L'chol HaShomoyed, you make Havdalah after Yontif that goes into Chol HaMoed, you also make Havdalah. Ubamotzi Shabbos Liyontov, you make a Havdalah that goes from Shabbos ending into Yontif beginning. But the one you don't do is, Aval Ein Mavdilin Bamotzi Yontov LeShabbos. You don't make Havdalah on a Thursday, Friday Yontif that ends going into Shabbos because you're going up in Kedusha. And we make Kiddush for Shabbos. And there's no sense of loss at all. We're going up in levels. You do not make Havdalah. Okay, Yud Tes. Nusach Kiddush Yontif. What is the liturgy of the Kiddush Yontif? So Rambam's will be a little bit different than what we have, but it's generally the same. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Olam. Asher Bochar Bonu Mikolam. You chose us from all the people. V'ro Mimonu Mikol Hashon. And you elevated us above every language. And, it's based on a pasuk in Zechariah that says, in the days when the Mashiach will come, 10 people from the other languages of the non-Jews will grab the corner of a Jew's tzitzis. So they're called the languages of the nations of the world. So you have elevated us beyond the other languages of the world. Bochar Bonu, you chose us, Vayigadlenu, and you elevated us. Ratzavanu, you wanted us. Now here's some extra things that we don't have at all. Vayifo'arenu, and you've glorified us. Vatiten lanu Hashem, lekenu be'avo mo'adim l'simcha, and you gave us with love the holidays for joy. As it says in the Torah, v'samachta b'chagech, should have joy in your holidays. What did you give us? Chagim uzmanim, holidays, and the seasons of the holidays, l'sason, for joy, as yom tov, for the yom tov, mikra kodesh hazeh, that is called a holy day, and then you choose which one you want. Either it's Yom HaChag HaMatzos Hazeh, the holiday of the Matzos, or Chag HaShavuos, the holiday of Shavuos, or Chag HaSukkos, holiday of Sukkos, depending on when that holiday comes out. And it also depends, you're going to say either Zman Cheruseinu, the time of our freedom for Pesach, or Zman Matan Teruseinu, the time of the giving of the Torah for Shavuos, or Zman Simchaseinu, the time of our joy for Sukkos. And then we continue and say, Be'ahava, with love you gave it, Zecher Liyatzis Mitzrayim, reminding us of the Exodus of Egypt. Each holiday has an Exodus connection. Pesach is obvious. Shavuos is the fourth language of redemption from Pesach. And Sukkos is to remember that God led us through the desert and kept us in Sukkos when he took us out of Egypt. Kivonu v'chartu v'sanu kiddashu mikolamim, for you chose us and you sanctified us from all the nations. Moadei kotshecha, and your holy holidays, b'simcha v'sasin hinchaltonu, with joy, and with, again, joy, to another expression of joy, hinchaltonu, you gave it to us as an inheritance, and here we have to end the bracha, right, just in either according to the ending or the psicha or the chesima. This is extra to make it be like the rest of the bracha. Baruch atah Hashem mikadesh Yisrael v'asmanim. Blessed is Hashem who sanctified the Jewish people, who thereby have the power to sanctify the holidays. Good. Vim cholias b'Shabbos, and if Yom comes out on Shabbos, we make insertions. Masker Shabbos, you mentioned Shabbos, v'chaisen k'derech shechaisen b'tvil, you end it the way you end Shmon Esrei of Yom Tov Shabbos, which is Mikadesh HaShabbos, Yisrael v'asmanim, you sanctify the Shabbos and the Jewish people, who thereby can sanctify the holidays. Chaf, b'Rosh Hashanah, what's the Kiddush Rosh Hashanah? We just make a few changes. We say, v'atidon lo Rosh Hashanah, okay, avos, Yom Tov Mikra Kodesh Hazeh. You gave us this holiday, a holy day, Hazeh Zichron Trua, a memory of Trua, of blowing. Now some have Zichron Trua, or just Yom Trua, a day of blowing. Some say depends, if we come out on Shabbos, it's a Zichron Trua. If it's not on Shabbos, it's a regular Trua. Mikra Kodesh B'Ava Zechut Tzias Mitzrayim. It's also a remembrance of Yitzias Mitzrayim Rosh Hashanah. Because you chose us and you sanctified us from all the nations. And your word is true. Because, obviously you have, makes a lot of judgments now. The Kayim and it's everlasting. And we mean to say, Lo'ad, forever. Meaning that the promises you gave us for the redemption of the prophets will come true. Baruch atah Hashem, Melech HaKol Arz, the King of all the world, Mekadesh Yisrael V'Yom HaZikron, you sanctify the Jewish people and the Day of Remembrance.
Sorry, Rabbi, it's probably obvious, but why is it, what's the connection to Mitzrayim?
The day, the Avadut ended on Rosh Hashanah. The slavery, remember the fourth plague or the third plague, that ended on Rosh Hashanah.
That's one answer. Another answer is we said once that Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are the fallbacks for the mistakes, what the Chet HaEgel and what the Meraglim destroyed from the Exodus experience, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur fix it up.
Right.
So Moshe came back on Yom Kippur.
Right, so therefore, so that's what we're fixing up, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur.
Okay.
I don't remember the whole shtickle Torah, but they make corrections for what we failed. Mm-hmm. Those two sins made a problem, so we have to get it back as
counter
it were.
It.
Counter it, correct. Okay, v'imchol liyos b'Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah comes on Shabbos, chaysim, we added the insertion, mikadesh ha-Shabbos, v'yisrael v'yamazikaron, you sanctify the Shabbos and the Jewish people and the Day of Remembrance, k'derech shechaysim, you feel it just like you end in the Shemona Esrei. Chav Aleph, moving on. V'leile Yom Tov, on a night of Yom Tov when you make Kiddush, so what's the Kiddush all about? Mikadesh al yayin kibbeh Shabbos, make a bracha on wine just like on Shabbos, main lo yayin, if you don't have any wine, you really like bread much more than wine. Mekadesh al hapas, you make kiddush on pas just like Friday night. V'chein b'yom tov, and similar on yom tov in the daytime. Mekadesh kiddush haraba, kederech shemekadesh b'Shabbos. You make the great kiddush, that's the euphemistic kiddush on yom tov, just like you make on Shabbos.
Now, is that true that if even if you have wine but you love bread, you're allowed to make the kiddush on bread?
So we said yesterday, it really means you really don't like wine. Let's say you have a sulfate intolerance.
Yeah,
sulfite, whatever.
You've got headaches, yeah.
You don't like wine.
Allergy.
You hate it. Yeah. What if you don't like it?
Yeah, a lot of people
right?
don't like it.
Good thing for grape juice, man. I mean, some of us really don't like
kids
wine.
Stuff.
Right, so then what about the Tana in the Gemara that he... He'd have a headache till Shavuos because he
still drank it
on Pesach, but not Shabbos. Pesach is not Shabbos.
Maybe he had grape juice.
I don't think so.
So would you be better on Shabbos day?
If you really don't like wine, then how could that be your Oinik Shabbos?
Okay.
Yeah. You hate wine.
But I'm saying in a situation where you don't hate wine, but you really do like bread.
Some people can't drink fermented stuff anyway.
You know, I think that we have to understand, it doesn't mean you just like bread a little better.
Okay.
They didn't have your eating.
Right. Yeah, yes. Good.
On Shabbos day, I mean, can you still pick bread over another drink?
You don't have another drink. Well, you should take Chamar Medina.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. It's better to take Chamar Medina in the day.
Yeah. Right. Because yeah. then you don't have this allergy issues. Surely you must be one drink that you could drink instead of bread.
Right. Okay. So take Chamar Medina. Chafes. Ketzin Mavorchim V'Leil Yantav Shechol Yos Bechad B'Shabbos. Oh, how do you make a Kiddush on the first night of Yom Tov that comes out on the first day of the week, which is Motzei Shabbos, because they got a lot of things you got to do. So we know the famous rule, yak nahas, right? But chilin lavarach ala gefen, first you make a bracha on the wine, that's the yud of yayin. V'achgach mekadesh kiddush yontif, then you make kiddush on the yontif, that's the kuf, because it's a mitzvah to bring in the new holiday as much as possible, and to delay the exiting of the Shabbos as much as possible. See, wine is always first, then kiddush to bring in yontif as soon as possible. Then we got to get into the Havdalah mode, make a bracha on the ner, on the candle. Then you make the regular Havdalah. And you end off with the Havdalah. And you end off like this. Hamavdil ben kodesh lekodesh, who differentiates between the holy and the holy, meaning the holiness of the yontif and the holiness of the Shabbos. And then you want the Shabbos to end last. That's how you say that. They make a shechiyonah that goes back on everything, and that's the Zion of Zman for that. Chav Gimel. Kol leile yontif ubelel yom kippur. Any night of yontif and the nights of Yom Kippur. Oimrim shechiyonah. You make a shechiyonah, meaning to say, on a yontif night it's at Kiddush, and Yom Kippur it's in shul or by candling, you make a shechiyonah. Because that's a new holiday, shechiyonah. Ubashvi shal Pesach, but on the seventh day of Pesach, Ain mavorach and shechiyano. Even though it's a yontif, you don't make shechiyano. Why? Meisha ain a regel b'fneyasu. It's not its own independent holiday. Ukvar berech al asman b'chlis abes. We already made a shechiyano at the beginning of Pesach. Some imply from this Rambam that what if you did, for whatever reason, you did not make a shechiyano until the sixth day, seventh day of Pesach, you could still make a shechiyano. Since you didn't make shechiyano, you could. It would seem, because it says you only you don't make it, so you already made a brach on it. Good, Chav Dalet. You still think I'm going to finish Perk? Maybe.
That's okay. Different from Shmi Atzeres.
Shmi Atzeres is a new holiday. Right. It's another holiday. That's what he says. On every night of a holiday, you make a Shechiyanu. Chav Dalet, Seder Avdolah, what's the regular order of the Avdolah? But Monsi Shabbos, on a Monsi Shabbos, Mavarach al Yain, first you make a bracha on the wine, V'achach al Besamim, then you make on the spices, V'achach al Aner, then on the candle, v'ketzed mavarach al aner, and what did bracha make on the ner? Borei me'orei ha'esh, the one who creates the many lights of the fire. V'yachiach mavdil, and then you make havdalah, and that the letter of that is yavne or yibone, as we said, and it should build you up. And we already in the other classes gave many interpretations why it is in that order, but basically you have the rule of todir. Where you make, generally you drink wine much more than you make on besamim. So you make the bracha on the wine, and then you make the bracha on the besamim, and then the ner is last in that order, and it's really not a bracha of hanoah at all, so you wouldn't make that at all. So it's all what one you do more wine, less besamim, and you don't really make a bracha on a ner. You only make the ner on Matzah Shabbos, that's it. And Avdol is obviously the last thing you want to do is bring out the Shabbos. Chavei. You can't make a bracha on the ner, on the fire, unless you have benefit from it. You benefit from its light. And how much benefit do you need to have? Until the difference between an American quarter and a Canadian quarter. Okay, in other words, two coins are from different countries.
They're worth about the same.
Same size. They're the same size. The only difference is the... what do you call it? The picture on top of that. You need enough light to see that. And since you're not going to be carrying coins on you on Shabbos most of the time. So therefore, as we know, the difference between the nail and the skin, but you look at the nails and the skin to see the difference there, is a similar level of discrimination. Okay, fine. You don't make a bracha on a fire that was lit by non-Jews. Why? Because the general gathering of non-Jews is for idol worship. Talking about when non-Jews gather together and they got lots of candles, you can assume it's for idol worship, and you may not use any idol worshiping artifacts for mitzvah related activities. You don't make a bracha on the fire for idol worship, and also not a fire that's used for dead people,
so
that's done for the covet of a mace. Anything that's done for the covet of a mace. So a yahrzeit candle be included in that. That is not a fire that you use for Havdalah. You could use another fire together with that one. Put a candle next to the yahrzeit candle, and that would work. That you could use.
Could you use the Havdalah candle to transfer fire if you missed forgot to light a candle separately for to transfer the fire, from at the end of Shabbos for Yom Tov.
We're talking about regular Friday night now. So you're asking a different
Friday
question.
Friday night you can't do that.
What do you want to know?
You have a Yahrzeit candle burning. And normally you need to light, for the next day of Yom Tov, you need to light candles. And you need a pre-existing flame. Can I use a Yahrzeit candle?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, Chavav.
There you go.
Yisrael Shehidlik Migoy. If a Jew lights a candle from a goy, it's a private goy, not a big party of goyim. Or goy Yisrael, or a goy lights from a yid. And now you want to use that candle, Mavarchel, and we can make a brach on it, because we assume there is no idol worship with that. Goy mi goy, but if a goy lights from a goy, you want to use that. Then aim of Archelov, then we cannot be so sure that it wasn't used for idol worship, even if it's individuals.
There's two of them.
Yeah, one goy lights, and he lights on for another goy. Yeah. And we don't do that. Hayim halachus lekrach, let's say you're going outside your city, or a city vero, or you see a light in the city. A big fire from somebody's house, you don't know whose house, and you benefit from that light. So now, do you make a bracha? Let's say you haven't made a bracha of Rav Dola. Let's say you had the other things, but you're looking for a light. And you're outside the city, you're not going into the city, but you're traveling by and you see
depends
what
the population of the
house.
Town is.
So that's what it is. If the most people live there are non-Jews, you can't make a bracha. Yeah. Mostly Jews who make a bracha.
So in Israel it's a lot easier.
Or shel kivshan, the light of a oven or a stove. Shel tanur v'shel kram, different types of furnaces, ovens, etc., that are done primarily for cooking. So then, lechad kilo yivarchav. Initially, one should not make a bracha on that because it should be something that's designated for light. Hagecholim, but coals that are done for light. Im keshiachnis kesam b'neim dog milav. If you could put a chip in them, and it will light on itself. And it's red, fiery red coals. But they're not flaming red coals. If it's red enough, you put a chip on it and it goes on the fire. Unfortunately, you can make a brach on that, but again, assuming those coals were used for light. Okay. Or shall base a medrash, the lights that are used in a base a medrash.
We have base Knesset. You have base medrash.
That should be the next line.
Did
you skip a line, Martin?
Oh, I may have skipped a line. Okay.
Or shall base a midrash, the light that's used in a house of study. And generally those lights are done for the kavod of the base medrash and not for the illumination of the base of medrash. So those should not be used for avdol. We don't only use candles that are used for illumination and not for kavod.
So let's say if you have the ner tamid, for example.
You don't do it on
that.
You
can't use that.
So yeshal adam chashur shemad li mishval, if they happen to be lit up because a dignitary is coming by. Then mevarach and love. Then you make a brach on it because then it's not for the shul's covet, and I guess you want to illuminate things for the important person. Shel beis haknesses. What if it's shul? Same idea. Regular lights are for the covet of the shul. You don't have to all. But in yeshom chasun shudorsham, there's a chasun who lives there and he needs lights for his own personal light. Mevarach and love. You can make a brach on it. The main point is you only should use the havdalah light for flames that are used for illumination as opposed for cooking and other purposes, honor and such of that nature. Va'avuka and a torch la'avdolah, so much everything we're learning. A torch la'avdolah, mitzvah in a mufkar, is the best mitzvah to do. But if you don't have a torch, you're also yotze. The reason we want a torch better, because it makes a bigger fire, and it has many more colors that suit the wording, borei me'orei ha'esh, creates many lights, different colored lights. So it's better. But what happens if you don't have a candle at all? You don't go after finding a light like you do for other mitzvahs. If you have, you make a bracha. In other words, if you don't have a shofar, you're going to look good in heart to find a shofar to blow on Rosh Hashanah. You don't have a fire on Moshe Shabbos. If you can't get one, it's okay. Of course, one should endeavor to have one. But if you don't have it, you still can get on with the next week without it. Chav Zayin. Now we're going to talk about lights. We can't use light. Yeah.
A quick question. He says that the torch is definitely a better or a higher level. So let's say the Sfas candle factory sells now like candles with 18 wicks, 26 wicks, etc. Is that at a higher level to do avdala with? Then let's say if you have an 8 wick or 6 wick or a 5 wick candle.
I guess the more light, the better. But it gets to a point of how much you want to spend money on it. Like. Okay. Six is also good.
Yeah. No, you can get some of them for like $12.
Soon there'll be like no end of them. 148 wicks.
Well, they have some meaning
for a bargain price of $40.
I think there's
wicked.
Whatever.
power to bring them in.
I mean, a little more is better, but yeah, you know, okay, depending on your spiritual profile and your financial abilities.
Okay, got it.
You only need 2 weeks.
Now, we can't use any fires that were used in a desecration of Shabbos for after Shabbos. And that's what Chav Zayin, we'll get into those details. Or Shodlik with Shabbos L'Chola. What if we had to light a candle for a Chola who had a Sakona, which is permitted? Yes. You're allowed to do that. Olachai, a woman who just gave birth, who you're allowed to light a candle for. So then, Mevarchel of a Matzah Shabbos, you may make a brach on a Matzah Shabbos, because no transgression happened with this. So, and that's all right. O Shehuptach mina Eitzim o mina Avanim, or let's say a fire came out from a wood or from stones after Shabbos. Mevarchel of a Matzah Shabbos, you can make a brach on a Matzah Shabbos. Why? Because that is how it came into the world original time. And that's why we make Havdalah with candles. Because fire came into the world when God put in man's mind to go rub two stones together to make fire. So since we couldn't use fire the whole Shabbos, and much Shabbos time where fire was brought into the world, that's why we light it. But you obviously couldn't use something that was done for Chilul Shabbos, an Avera of Chilul Shabbos, and certainly something that we lit afterwards would work. But you can't use a newly made fire in Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur has a special rule. You can only use a light that was lit and was resting over Yom Kippur. I mean, something you lit before Yom Kippur and was not being used to show that because it's Yom Kippur, I can't use fire on Yom Kippur. It has nothing to do with a Matzah Yom Kippur. Adam Arishon figured out that he could make fire. So it has
is that in Pesachim, that whole thing about Yom Kippur?
Well, we didn't get to it yet.
No, okay.
Not yet.
Next year.
I don't know, Mori, you could still get to it tonight.
We're rolling.
Oh, tonight.
He's rolling away. Rolling. So anyway, so that's a unique halacha of Yom Kippur. Even if you light a fire for a chayla or a sick person or a woman who gave birth on Yom Kippur, then, which even though it's lit on Yom Kippur, Mevorach Lav, you can make a bracha or a shavas on it. It was resting from sinful activity and it was burning on Yom Kippur.
So what happens if that flame that you lit before Yom Kippur goes out?
You have a problem.
That's a problem. That's a bit. That happened a couple
of years
ago.
You go to a neighbor.
Can you just say, "Well, I'm not lighting because it's like before"? He said, "If you don't have a candle,
you can light. You can light from another pre-existing flame."
Yeah.
Go to your pilot light.
So you go to your pilot light from the furnace.
No, but in shul we light it there because we have one there. But if you didn't,
we had one here. It went out, and I couldn't make the bracha.
Right,
I couldn't make the bracha, but when you go home, you could go to your pilot light and make the bracha off a light off of the pilot light.
If you have a gas, stove.
If you have a gas, or gas water heater.
They're all gas.
Water. Everybody's got gas. Well, not everybody. They're trying to sell electric ones now, but anyway. And if not, you go to a neighbor or go to the neighbor's house and make havdalah bari meresh in your neighbor's house.
Yeah, go to his house.
All the new furnaces are high efficiency electronics.
That's what you need neighbors for. Okay, chafkes. Yom Tov Shekholios Be'em Shabbos. What about Yom Tov that comes in the middle of the week? And now you're making Havdalah going from there right into the middle of the week. Not Shabbos, not nothing. So Omer Havdalah, what do you make? One bracha. Borei Priya Gofen, and you say, Hamavdol Ben Kodesh Shekhol, Ben Or Lechosh, Ben Yisrael Amim, Ben Yom HaShavuos Yis Me'am Aseh, Kedera Shor Matzah Shabbos. You make the same Havdalah like on Matzah Shabbos. Shaseir Havdalah Someone, because you're only listing the different types of Havdalah of discrimination that exists.
All right.
And that's fine. You don't have to make a bracha on besamim or on the fire, because as the classic answer is, on Yontif there is no neshama yisera, or if you look like the Kabbalists, then neshama yisera doesn't leave on Yontif. Either pshat you like, so you don't need besamim and not the ner, because the fire was not created on Matzoi Yontif, only on Shabbos, and fire is not prohibited under many circumstances on Yontif. But he says you don't have to make a bracha. It means it's not aser.
Yes.
If you feel bad that Yontif's over, you can make besamim. Yeah. No reason why you can't make besamim. I don't know if you'd put it in the order, but maybe a shava hefsik, but you could certainly make a bracha besamim after Havdalah.
Yep.
And but you could not make it on the near. I think that would be a bracha of Havdalah mamish. You don't make a bracha on besamim on Matzah Yom Kippur because there's no neshama yisera that leaves, or it doesn't leave, whatever, on Yom Kippur.
Does it make any difference if you're going to Chol HaMoed or just into?
Doesn't matter. Same thing. That's the regular Havdalah, but just with Broi Prat Gufen and Havdalah. Chavtes, v'lam avarchan al v'samim atzir Shabbos, why do we make a bracha on v'samim atzir Shabbos regularly? Mipnei shan nefesh, toeves, liyitzias Shabbos. The soul is toev. What's the English sad? Was the English
forlorn.
Forlorn with the leaving of the Shabbos. So therefore, m'samchan also, you give it joy, u'miyashin also, and you settle it, b'reach tov, with a good smell. So
we finish
Baruch Hashem. We finish 29th chapter. We will. It's Do'ev, not Do'ev.
Do'ev.
So we'll resume the Rambam the full week after Pesach. Pesach ends on a Tuesday night. The following week,
Sunday,
we will start, and we'll have only one full week. It's
chapter three.
Yeah, we'll get it done in 2-3 days,
Forlorn.
And then we will. Start the next section, which I should have arrived by now.
What's the schedule? Quick question. What's the schedule?